Welcome to day 5 of Unstuck. I'm Jenny Cole. I'm the CEO of Positively Beaming, and I'm the author of Teach, Lead or Leave. And this, sadly, is our final episode. Over the past 4 days, we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about why you feel stuck, the pathways available to you, what gives you energy, and the stories that might be holding you back. But I suspect I know what you're thinking. Okay, Jenny, that's all great, but what do I actually do now? And that's what today is about, taking action, your next right step. This is not about coming up with a 5-year plan. It's not your entire life strategy. It's just the next thing. This is what I know. This is what I believe. This is what I've learned. Clarity doesn't come from thinking harder. It comes from taking small steps and seeing what happens. Let's talk about how. There is a researcher called Anne-Laure Lecunf. I hope I have pronounced that right. And she wrote a book called Tiny Experiments. And her whole premise is this: goals are great when you know what you already want. But when you're at a crossroads, when you're not sure what direction to take, rigid goals can actually keep us stuck. Because a goal requires certainty. If you've got a goal that says, I'll become a deputy by the end of the year, or I'll leave teaching and start a business, or I'll move to a new school in term one, they're great goals. But what if you don't have certainty yet? Or what if those goals feel a little bit big and unattainable? What if you're still trying to figure out what the heck you're going to do with this one wild and precious life? That, my friends, is where experiments come in. An experiment doesn't require you to have the answer. It requires curiosity. What happens if I try this for a little while and see how it feels? So instead of saying, I'm going to become a school leader, goal, high stakes, binary, success, failure, you might say, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to act like a leader. I'll mentor a colleague. I'll facilitate a professional learning session. I'll shadow my deputy for a day, and then I'll reflect about whether or not I enjoyed it. See the difference? The experiment gives you data. It tells you, or helps you to decide, whether leadership actually lights you up, or whether the idea of it is better than the reality. And here's the beautiful part. Experiments can fail. And they can inform. And I say in my confidence workshops, fail fast and often, because that's where the learning comes from. If you try something and hate it, that's not failure. That's valuable information. Now you know what not to pursue. One of the first things I do with my coaching clients is work out what they can't and will not do. Travel more than an hour to work. That's on the no list. Move from primary to secondary. That's on the no list. Let's get out all the things that you don't want. However, if we try a tiny experiment and we love it, or there's something interesting about it, amazing. Let's do more of that. Either way, we are moving forward. So what might a tiny experiment look like for you? I'm going to give you a menu of options. Don't try all of them. Just pick one that feels doable and maybe slightly uncomfortable. If you're considering stretching into leadership, as I said, you could shadow a deputy or a principal for a day, maybe at your school, maybe at another school, and notice what they do and what energizes you and what drains you. Maybe you could volunteer to lead a staff meeting or a professional learning session. Maybe you could run an entire project that includes managing or leading a team. Or you could mentor a graduate teacher or become a coach within your school environment, or you could facilitate your phase of learning team. Maybe you're doing some of those things already. As I said, this is not do all of them, but choose one that makes most sense for you. If one of the considerations you're making is about leaving education, have a 15-minute catch-up coffee conversation with someone who's already made a career change. Ask them about their experience. Another experiment could be to spend a weekend scrolling job sites, not to apply, but just to see what's out there. You could update your LinkedIn profile, or you could Google what do former teachers do and see what comes up for you. If you suspect what you need is a rest, block out 2 hours this week where you do absolutely no work and protect it as if it was a very important medical appointment. You could call HR or find out exactly how much leave you have available. That's a tiny step you could take. You could book one day of leave, even if it's just to create a long weekend. Or you could journal for 5 minutes on what would proper, real rest look like for me. If you are feeling underutilized and you want to step up a bit, here are some tiny experiments that you might take. Volunteer for one new project or committee that interests you. Doesn't have to be in your school. Reach out to your principal and say, I'm ready for a new challenge. What opportunities are available? Join a professional association or an online community in your area of specialist interest. See what they're up to. And say yes to something you might typically say no to. If you are considering a sideways move, here are some tiny experiments that you could take. You could research three schools that you might want to work at. Just look at their websites, check out their values, do a deep dive on their leadership team. Another experiment is literally to have a casual conversation with somebody who already works there. What do they like about it? What do they not like? Tiny experiment number three. And again, you don't have to do all of these. These are the choices. Ask yourself, if I taught in or led at school XYZ down the road, what would be better or different? If I did move,
What would the differences be? The key is to pick one experiment, one time frame, make it as small as possible, and then reflect. That's it. You do not have to overhaul your entire life this week. You just need to take one tiny step.
there is a psychologist named C.R. Snyder who studied hope. You might think about it as optimism, they're slightly different. And he discovered that hope wasn't just positive thinking or wishful dreaming. Instead, hope is made up of three things. One, a goal, something you can move towards. Two, agency, the belief that you can get there. And three, pathways, actual routes to your goal plus backup plans. When you're feeling stuck, it's usually because one of those pieces is missing. Maybe you don't have a clear goal yet. That's okay. Experiments can help you find it, a coach can help you find it. Maybe you don't believe that you can change. That's the limiting beliefs that we were talking about yesterday. And again, a really good coach can help you work through those. And maybe you don't see any pathways forward. Look back and remember the six pathways that I talked about in day two, because that's where they come in. But here's what the researchers found. People with high hope don't see obstacles as dead ends, they see them as detours. When plan A doesn't work, they shift to plan B or C or Q. They don't give up. They just try a different route. And that's what I want for you. I don't want blind optimism or toxic positivity. I just want you to have the belief that there is more than one way through. Congratulations, you've made it to the end of this 5-day series. Well done and thank you. You've done some noticing, some questioning, some honest reflection, and that is not always easy work. But now you might be thinking, okay, this was helpful, but I need more support. I need someone to actually help me make the decision and take action. And that's exactly why I created my courses and coaching. Because while this free series can give you a little bit of clarity and a few quick wins, which is always important, sometimes you need something a little deeper that can actually help you make the change. And here's what I have to offer. I am constantly updating my courses and my programs. So please check out my website, positivelybeaming.com.au, and I will also send you some more information. But let me give you a brief overview. If you're considering leadership, I've got a course called Launching into Leadership. It's specifically designed for teachers who are ready to step up but aren't sure how. We cover everything from building your leadership toolkit to nailing the interview and avoiding those rookie mistakes that trip up new leaders. If you need one-on-one support, I offer individual coaching packages. We work together over several months to help you get crystal clear on who you are and what you need and which pathway is right for you. And then we create a plan and I support you to take action during that time. I have a number of online courses that help you discover your values, your strengths, your styles, helping you to understand the energy audit that we talked about before. And these are, as I said, all starting to become available during 2026 and 2027 as we build them and as the book is released mid-2026. So I really encourage you to stay connected. I've got a weekly newsletter called the Sunday Love Note, where I share ideas and resources and stories for educators broadly who want to lead and to live well. It's sometimes a little funny, often inspirational, and quite useful. And that is also where I let you know what is coming up. And as I've alluded to, there is, of course, my book, Teach, Lead, or Leave. And when it comes out, you will be the first to know. It's due out mid-2026, but that is dependent on the vagaries of the publishing system. So watch this space. You'll find links to all of what I have to offer in today's email, or just head, as I said, to positivelybeaming.com.au. Here is what I want you to take away from this series. You're not trapped. You have choices. You're not broken. You are enough, and you do not need to have everything figured out to take the next step. You just need to pick one tiny experiment and try it. Maybe you stay. Maybe you leave. Maybe you pivot or pause or stretch or phase out. But whatever you do, do it consciously, do it intentionally, not because you're stuck or scared or running on empty. I want you to do it because it aligns with who you are and what you need to thrive. You deserve that. Your family deserves that. And honestly, the students deserve an educator who's whole and energized, not depleted and resentful. So go forth. Take the next right step, tiny step, no even smaller than that. See what happens. And if you need support along the way, I am here. Reach out. Thank you so much for being part of Unstuck. It's been an honor to walk alongside you this week. Now, go decide what you want to do when you grow up. And remember, You got this.